You should now be standing in front of the Bank Mutual building, facing south. In front of you stands the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building. Construction began in 1892, and it was completed 7 years later in 1899. At that time, the primary tenant was the post office. Other tenants included the federal courts, as well as agencies like the steamboat inspectors and lighthouse inspectors. Today, the post office is no longer a building tenant. The federal courts is now the building's largest occupant. Other tenants include the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Federal Defender's Office, and the Secret Service. As for its design, the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building is one of the finest remaining examples of Richardson Romanesque Revival architecture in Milwaukee. To give you some background, the Romanesque Revival started in Europe during the 1800s. It harkened back to the days of the Roman Empire and is characterized by massive stone buildings featuring arches and columns. Think of the Roman Colosseum. The Romanesque Revival style is intended to convey majesty, awe, and permanence. These buildings were meant to last for the ages. When the Romanesque Revival came to America, the Louisiana-born architect H.H. Richardson embraced its design philosophy, but he did so in a unique way that influenced Romanesque Revival architecture in the United States. The modifications that Richardson made to what would have been standard Romanesque Revival buildings were significant enough for his style to be designated its own subcategory within Romanesque Revival architecture. If you look at the front of the courthouse, you'll see some unique features that are characteristic of a Richardson Romanesque Revival building. These include semicircular arches lining the building's facade. The tower is also characteristic of the Richardson Romanesque Revival style. The tower of the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building stands 190 feet. It's rumored that it was to be a clock tower, but that the money ran out before the clock could be installed. Another unique feature of the Richardson Romanesque Revival style is the stonework. Richardson played with texture by using rough and smooth stones to create alternating patterns. Richardson was also fond of incorporating fanciful figures into his buildings. There are many decorating the U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building. For example, look at the top of the tower. A few feet below the top of the tower are some conical towers, and between the conical towers, there is a gable-like structure. At the corners of the gable are some winged figures. You might think that these winged figures are gargoyles, but they're not. The term gargoyle has a special meaning in architecture. For something to be a gargoyle, it must act as a rainspout. If a sculpted figure does not drain water, it is called a grotesque. Since the figures adorning the tower are purely decorative, they are called grotesques and not gargoyles. Now that I've introduced you to the Richardson Romanesque Revival style, let's take a closer look at the detailing that makes this building so special. Please make your way to Site 2 of the walking tour. It is located across the street in front of the middle columns of the front porch. You may consult the corresponding walking tour map to find this location. For your safety, please remember to use the crosswalks to cross Wisconsin Avenue. Pause the recording now and restart it when you've reached Site 2.